Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank goodness. It is Friday. Welcome back to the broadcast. And it's also good to see some positive momentum. Now, unfortunately, that's not happening on the stock market today. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a bit and other associated issues connected to the coronavirus. But I want to start here. This is the kind of momentum that I love to see. You've heard me give examples of this because this seems to be catching on all across the country. By the way, I've just had so many interesting interactions with people dealing with financial issues. And it's really intriguing. I can't find the story now, but I saw a story talking about how many people, there were two things that I saw. How many people are basically living paycheck to paycheck right now? How many people, if they, for instance, had a $1,000 car repair, could not afford it? And I think that figure is like 30 or 40%, may have been even higher than that. This is where we are as a country. There are some issues that are certainly there in the financial realm. Get a load of this. We've now got a new record in efforts to wipe out medical debt. Now, I've mentioned this, and an organization that's called RIP Medical Debt, or RIP Medical Debt. This is a medical debt relief nonprofit that's designed to wipe out debts for people. And it is really catching fire because a number of churches are getting involved in this effort. They're buying up these debts and letting people know, hey, you are free. Now there's a new record that has been set. One church has decided to pretty much outdo previous efforts, and they have wiped out an enormous amount of debt. This is a mega church in Cincinnati, paying off $46.5 million in medical debt for more than 45,000 families. That's a big deal, don't you think? They're doing this in four states: Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. And what's cool about this is the people who are on the receiving end, they will get bright yellow envelopes letting them know the good news. I mean, imagine getting this in the mail. Especially, chances are these are people who have some level of financial struggle. And then you get this bright yellow envelope in the mail, basically saying, you're free. Brian Tome, who's the pastor of the church, says, I want to give us an opportunity to multiply our impact, telling his congregation in a sermon announcing the chance to give. They'll get a letter that says, congratulations, your debt has been paid because someone loves you and there is a God that has not forgotten about you. My goodness. Isn't that a wonderful message to receive? Sometimes people just need that. And beyond the need being met, that message communicated really packs a punch when you've got something tangible attached to it. You know, you can go up to people all day, God loves you. I'm kind of making, doing a parody of a, I think it was a wrestling manager years ago. His name was Brother Love. If you can find that, that would be hilarious, John. That, gosh. This guy was just completely slimy. The point of this is, as I have a little bit of fun with the Brother Love thing, you know, you can say the words all day, but when you've got something tangible attached to it, it causes people to take notice. I think most of you know that. Words are cheap, aren't they? But when you see something tangible, it's like, oh, not only is someone communicating words, they're doing something of consequences, consequence for your life. On Sunday, the pastor read aloud a message from one of the beneficiaries. Here's what it says. I received this piece of mail in this bright yellow envelope and started to throw it away. Can you imagine how many people may think this is junk mail and may have thrown these away? Oh, my goodness.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
I love you.
Oh, that gives me terrible flashbacks.
What a greasy guy.
Oh, completely. Completely. Here's what this mail said. I received this piece of mail in the bright yellow envelope, started to throw it away, but when I saw that it said, your medical debt has been paid, I thought, seriously, wait a minute. When I read it, I got emotional. Because I have been so needing a break with getting my credit together. I really appreciate the gift. Isn't that wonderful? The church wiped out debt for 41,233 families in Ohio for a total of $42.8 million, 2,974 in Kentucky, 503 in Tennessee, 136 in Indiana. For those of you who are not familiar, Cincinnati is a tri-state area. You've got three states there, and this is probably one of the reasons why they're involved in those three states. I don't know why they did Tennessee, but I don't think those folks will complain. For every $100 donated to RIP medical debt, $10,000 in medical debt is wiped out, according to the New York-based organization. How in the world do they do that? Oh, because these are being settled for pennies on the dollar. That's how this thing works. This church and their recent deed constitutes the largest amount of medical debt eliminated in the nonprofit's history. And I suspect it's just a matter of time before somebody decides to outdo this. And I think this is great. If we want to have a contest, a love contest, to see who can outgive somebody, go for it. Go for it. I think this is an absolutely wonderful thing. And I hope to share more stories like this. This is why I've said that there are certain things in our society that deserve momentum. And if we can see continued activity like this, not just the deed, but also communicating the message, a message of love, exactly what is necessary and needed at this hour.
love you.
Oh, boy. Oh, I feel like I need to go take a shower after listening to that. Still to come, going to talk about the coronavirus, the financial impact, and also the propaganda element. Stay with us. Back on the broadcast, on the text line, Vince, please read the entire church story about the medical bills being paid off. The actual amount that was paid off, less than $3 million. The rest was wiped off by the debtors. Many of the people who aren't prepared for a $1,000 car repair aren't managing money well. They have credit card debt, eat out multiple times a week, and have big screen TVs and the latest iPhone. Let's get real. Well, it would be rather presumptuous for you, though, to assume this is everybody or even most of the people. You know, it's one of the things I've learned as a human, and I'm just saying this because this is a lesson I need to continue to learn, is we can be very, many of us do not understand the concept of grace. We want it for ourselves, but we want to beat everybody else over the head with law. You ever notice that? I do well in certain areas. And I tend to be very, honestly, I can be judgmental about those areas where I'm strong. But the areas where I'm weak, I'm not going to tend to do that. So, any case, my point is just, let's just be cautious in some of the conclusions that we draw. Because we don't know. Let's deal with, more importantly, with individuals. There's a, what do I need to do here? I need to look this up. In fact, I'm going to include this in Faith Focus Friday today. Because I think this is, there it is, good. Part of what we've got to do is we've got to customize how we deal with people individually. And what I mean by this is there are people who need to kind of be led by the hand. They need to be, I hate to use this word, kind of coddled a little bit and brought along. And then there's some people you just need to give them a good swift kick in the rear end. And it requires, I believe it requires divine wisdom to know how to treat people individually. This is why I don't like government programs, because government cannot do that. All they can do is mandate a program for everybody, no matter what their situation is. This is why relationship in dealing with these kinds of things is best, because you can customize your response based on how the person is. So yes, if you've got a person who's irresponsible, you're going to deal with that one way. You've got a person who's been very, very careful and diligent and still has a difficulty, you're going to treat that differently. I think you understand that. Also on the text line, the median savings, not average, but median. So much more representative number for 60-year-olds in the United States is $16,000. Oh, my goodness. That includes savings, personal retirement, company retirement, 401k, etc. Not $160,000, $16,000. Yes, we do have a saving problem in this country. There's no question about it. This is a spending culture. This is a consumer culture. And yes, there's a need for a massive overhaul, because is this, don't you think there's a correlation here between our personal habits and our national habits? We don't have a problem with $22 trillion in debt because many of us in this country individually are up in debt to our eyeballs. We have a president who boasted about debt. So it's very much a part of our culture. No question about that. Person here saying this lack of financial understanding and planning is what makes Bernie so dangerous. Absolutely. I agree. And this is where you have political entities that will prey on people's ignorance and their vulnerability. Very dangerous situation for sure. Dave in Greenville, love is a verb. Yes, it is. On the coronavirus, I know the coronavirus is going to affect the shipping industry. This woman says, my husband is a truck driver. Products are made in China and the plants are shut down. No products to deliver. Vince Brother Love is Bruce Pritchard. As far as I know, he now runs WWE SmackDown, one of the most influential minds in the business. Boy, that's scary. Part of me sort of loves the idea of the guy who didn't buy insurance in order to get overextended on his house, getting loans for new cars, buying boats, etc., getting his medical debt paid off, and the family live within their means and steadily pay their bills, getting nothing but the opportunity to continue driving used cars and saving for college. There's always going to be differences. There's always going to be just injustices. There are people who are going to get what they deserve. There are people who are going to get what they don't deserve. That's always the reality. Always. This texter would like to know, how come the coronavirus is causing mass hysteria, but unvaccinated illegals coming to our country? It's not. Vince, the problem with many of the working class is a struggle with financial management. I'm constantly loaning gas money to employees, but seeing a fast food cup of something constantly in their hands. Yeah, I was listening to a certain financial expert this morning, and he was talking about this very thing. He was talking to someone who had, I think, over $100,000 in college loan debt. He was saying, listen, there's no eating out. There's no movies. There's no luxuries for a year. Crack down. I think, in fact, he was saying 3 years. Absolutely. Vince, judgmental, you, no way. I had to pull over because I almost went off the road from that shocking revelation. LOL, love your show. Let's see. I set up our company 401k to not allow for hardship loans. He bought a house and can't slowly buy furniture, so he rents it. His vehicle is nicer than mine. He quit us so he could get the money from his 401k. Oh, my gosh. I know that's got to be frustrating for you. And this is, and if I can just encourage you, and you've done everything you possibly could, sometimes you can do the best and the most wonderful things and the wisest things. People are going to make bad choices, and we've got to be okay with that. Got to be okay with that. There are people who, despite our best efforts, they're going to continue. You know, it reminds me, what is that proverb? A dog returning to its own vomit, kind of like a sow returning to the mire. That's going to happen. I think I mentioned a long time ago. It's been a while since I mentioned this. My friend who's alcoholic. I mean, I haven't been around this person much, but it's had several setbacks. It's messy. It really is. People are messy, which is one of the reasons why I think for a lot of us, I mean, if we're honest, we don't want to be bothered with people and their problems, do we? It's like, I got enough of my own. I don't need any additional help. What do you do? Still to come on the broadcast, we're going to talk about the South Carolina primary and Operation Chaos. Yes, it's underway. We'll talk about it coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the Vince Coakley radio program on this Friday. Over on the text line, Vince, you have to get a grip on your narcissism. The awful things you've said about Trump in the past cannot be forgotten. You're not necessarily a bad man, just misguided at times. That is from Walt. Narcissism, huh? Interesting. Vince, if Christians would be good stewards of what they've been given and return the tithe to their storehouse, financial issues become a thing of the past. A couple of perspectives here. As you know, this is a make-or-break weekend for none other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden is kind of on the ropes right now, and he's hoping that his political fortunes might turn around. And that will not happen if a lot of Republicans have their way. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've been concerned for quite some time about the open primaries in South Carolina. Now, there are those who are looking to turn this around and use this for a different purpose by helping to support a candidate that perhaps would be the weakest in the lineup for Democrats and the easiest to beat in November. This is a localized version of Operation Chaos. And here to join us to talk about it from the upstate, our friend Presley Stutz, an activist there in the upstate. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hey, Vince. Good morning. I hope you're doing well today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us what sort of mischief you were up to in South Carolina.
Yeah, Vince, we're letting our little inner rascals come out, okay? And for years, it's, I think since the 1895 Constitution that was rewritten for the state of South Carolina after Reconstruction, we've had open primaries in the state. And, the people have cried out, and our legislators have been deaf. They haven't been listening to us. Even our state party, we had a lawsuit about 10, 12 years ago that had merit. A similar lawsuit was won in the state of Virginia, but even the state GOP pulled out of that lawsuit, and we lost our standing. And so we saw an opportunity here when the state GOP said, we are going to forgo the expense of a presidential preference primary. We're going to go ahead and award all of our delegates to President Trump, which I understand. And so now that left all of the Republicans in this state with nothing to do tomorrow except twiddle our thumbs. And a number of us leaders in the upstate, we got together, put our head together and said, here's an opportunity to say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Because for years, Vince, for years, decades, Democrats have been crossing over and meddling in Republican primaries, and we don't like it. It would be the equivalent, since we're here in South Carolina, to let me use a comparison to the Carolina Gamecocks and the Clemson Tigers. It would be the equivalent of allowing Carolina to walk into the Clemson locker room an hour before the game and saying, okay, we're going to choose your B players and your practice squad to play us in this game. Your A players, they're not going to be able to play. Because the Democrat, I mean, that's ludicrous. It would never happen. But that's what we have been allowing in this state for years. We've been allowing the Democrats to come in to the Republican primaries. Because people don't realize, Vince, that a primary is actually a selection process by each party. And by the way, we have 10 registered parties in the state. Not just Democrats and Republicans. We have Libertarians and Constitutional Party and the Communist Party, and the list goes on. So these various parties, we're private organizations. And we should be able to have a closed primary that says, look, if you identify as a Republican or Democrat, go register with your party and participate in your party's selection process. When it comes to November, you're free to vote Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Constitutional Party. We don't care. That is an election process. So they throw up a false flag of saying, oh, you're disenfranchising the voters. No, we're not. We're simply allowing the various parties to be able to pick their own candidates.
We're talking with Presley Stutz, and I want to get into come back to this issue as time permits, because this is something I'm sure you guys are not going to let go of, because this has been a concern for quite some time. But more specifically about what is at hand, the race on the Democrat side, what is it you guys are planning to do?
Well, so for the last 30 days or so, we have been getting the word out via social media, television interviews, radio interviews, newspapers, articles, and we've been telling our people, hey, go out and vote tomorrow. Now, we had to take a close look at all of the candidates, and it was very fluid up until a couple weeks ago, and all the polls, and some of them have Biden ahead by, you know, double digits. The Post-it Courier poll has Biden only ahead by 3 or 4 points. But as a result of that, and let me go on record to say, Vince, you know, my politics are to the right of Attila the Hun, okay? And I had to absentee vote because I'm down in Charleston this weekend, going to the rally with the president tonight. But we are advocating to our fellow Republicans to go vote. Hold your nose, please, but go vote for Bernie Sanders. Why? Because we think he is, this is a little bit of an oxymoron, but we think he is the best, worst candidate that could ever go up against President Trump. Why? We would like to see a stark contrast between his socialism, communism, and the capitalism, free market enterprise, and the Republican platform of President Trump. We think we're going to win that argument hands down, except for with the young skulls full of mush who are still being indoctrinated by college professors. But other than that, we also think we have an opportunity here. If we can get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 Republicans to show up and vote in the primary tomorrow, we think we can move the needle. Maybe Bernie will come out ahead. Maybe it'll be close. He'll have a few more delegates than he would otherwise. But we want to be able to stir up this this pot. We've already stirred it up enough that there have been two very spirited debates on the Senate floor. And the Democrats are crying foul. But, you know, we're saying, well, look, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And as a result of our Operation Chaos, Vince, we had a favorable report come out of the South Carolina Senate Judiciary Subcommittee, Senator Rex Rice's Senate Bill 389, which would close primaries. Hmm. So that's been it's been favorably reported out of the subcommittee. Now, we know that there are some people in our legislature who have R's behind their name, but actually they're really Democrats.
So the future of this is still somewhat in question, I think, is what you're saying here. We're up against a hard break here, Presley. But again, you're encouraging people, Republicans, to go out and vote and go out and vote for Bernie, right?
You've got it, Vince. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for coming on the broadcast. Enjoy Charleston and the president's. Presley Stutz, an activist there in the upstate of South Carolina. Stay with us. Back on the text line, Republicans want to close primaries. Fine, do it. Disenfranchise independents. South Carolina will become blue in one election cycle. Do you really think independents can have that much of an impact? Just curious. Last time Lindsey Graham was primaried, he allegedly asked his liberal preacher buddies to turn out their flocks to hand Graham the primary. Cheers. I assume this person's being facetious. Vince, I want Bernie to win the nomination so we can finally set up the ultimate battle between communism and freedom. and finally bury this ideology once and for all. It'll be a great story. Can't wait. Well, let me just temper your excitement and enthusiasm. This is an eternal contest. For as long as this country's here, there's going to be a continued battle for freedom, because there are people who simply want to undermine it, and they will never stop. Never. At least the South Carolina Operation Chaos will give the Dems another excuse for losing the presidential race. Have you seen Hillary's America on Netflix? I have not. I assume that's something that you recommend. And our previous financial discussion, Vince, I live check to check. And ever since I bought my house and a new car, it motivated me and made me step up my game and work my butt off. Now I'm able to save up for my overtime and live comfortably. Good for you. Good for you. Let us go out to a call in Winnsboro and Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Take it away.
Okay. I really just had a question for, I can't remember the name of the fellow you were just talking to.
You were talking about the conversation with Presley.
Yes, sir. So I actually live in a county in South Carolina that is predominantly governed by Democrats, to the point that we don't even have Republican nominees for any county position. And if you want to win a position, you have to run as a Democrat. Therefore, if I had to register as a Democrat to then vote in my county primary, I wouldn't be too happy about that, and I can't say that I would agree with it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying this puts you in a bad situation in your local races.
Yes, sir.
Ah, that is something to consider. And I hope Presley is perhaps listening be able to answer this question, because that does raise a significant issue. Very much
yes,
so.
Sir.
Thanks if
we didn't have open primaries, I wouldn't be able to vote in my primary in my county. And there are a number of counties in South Carolina that have this same situation.
That is rather interesting. Ashley, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for doing that. I'm going to have a conversation with some people to get an answer on that one. Because that's a very legitimate concern, because certainly what you would want to do is to find the most sensibly minded Democrat that you could identify and vote for that person. So this is why I tell you so many times, we really have to understand the importance of nuance. Because sometimes in the process of solving one problem, we create another one. They're just things we don't foresee sometimes. And this is why we have to be so careful about thinking we know it all. There are just certain things that we may not be aware of that we need to always be open to learn. Let's go out to Pickens. David, good morning, David.
Hey, Vince, what a pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, pleasure's mine.
Thank you. I love that piece that you just had with that guy, the Operation Chaos. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wear my MAGA hat when I go. But would you go to your same polling place, or are they not all going to be open, or should I call the state Democrat Party?
I would assume that you would go to the same place. I would talk with your local Republican Party leadership, because I'm sure they are very much aware of what's going on here, and they'll be able to give you that information.
That's a good tip, sir. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Hey, thanks very much, David. Let's go to Anderson and Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Vince. I had my radio turned off, so maybe it was just covered on the last call. I don't know. But I'm an independent, and I vote for the person that's running for the individual office. Now, if I have a preference to say a Democrat for a sheriff and a Republican for a county treasurer, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, this is tricky, isn't it? What do you think is the solution? Would you just prefer this is left alone?
I would.
Okay. It's understandable. And you're not the first independent that has registered a concern about this. We had someone on the text line expressing a similar perspective, Ken. But I appreciate your perspective, and it'll be part of our ongoing, continuing discussion on this issue. And again, I'm not sure there's a perfect solution for this, but there's got to be something done somehow to be able to preserve the purity of the process for people within a political party to be able to make a choice for the organization they're a part of. You know, that sports analogy that Presley gave was a really good one. You know, it's like the opposing team coming and helping to determine who's part of your...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.